Hi, my name is Reagan Jackson, and this is my story. The first time I ever planted a tree was in Guatemala. I was there on a trip with 42 young people from Seattle as a study abroad leader through Global Visionaries. I should back up and say that I am one of the few people from Seattle that I know that absolutely hates hiking. Like, I hate it. I think it's deplorable. I think it's not something that people should do. You know, walking up a big hill, ugh. And yet somehow I was in charge of the reforestation team. And so it was my job to lead a group of young people up into the Guatemalan mountains to have this experience. And we got there, struggled to get up the hill, and I also to keep my rule of no complaining, because that was a rule I had for my youth. And I looked all around, and there's just nothing but trees in every direction. And it smelled beautiful, like this rich, dark black earth. And there was something sacred about it, something beautiful about being that high up and that far away from home, and yet having an experience of being really deeply connected to a place. So I took the shovel, dug out the little hole, and I got my fingers in the dirt, and I planted my tree, and of course took a little picture. And through the course of the 2 weeks, we planted over 500 trees. And it was wonderful, but it was also a wake-up call to me. While I value so much connection and being with young people and taking them abroad and having these incredible experiences, I realized that the whole time we were in Guatemala, we were riding on these big smelly buses, and you know, for 42 of us to fly out of the country, that's tons and tons of jet fuel. So even though we were definitely doing something to help the environment, we were also causing it a disservice in the way that our carbon footprint took up such a big toll. And that's something I had never thought about before. And it's made me wonder how I can prioritize our environment as opposed to just the convenience of humanity. My name is Reagan Jackson, and I'm from the Seattle Globalist.